Prentice Alton, Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in to the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Our first chance to talk with Corey Barrett, the head coach of the Riverdale Girls. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is the first time I've been here, and this, I say I'm going to come back several times now.
Well, it's a good place to get some breakfast, and they've got some awfully good dinner as well. But tell me a little bit about Corey Barrett. Where in the world did Corey Barrett come from? I know you've been through Murfreesboro before, and then something about Hickman County. I don't know. You've been all over.
Well, I've had several coaching stops. I was born here in Murfreesboro, and I've got ties here. And then I have family in Reedville, which is not very far from here. And then my mom lives in Gallatin, so I've bounced a little bit there.
There's been a little Cannon County blood in there.
There has. I actually graduated from Cannon County, and it, what a great place. A lot of small things come from Cannon County with a big explosion, so to speak. You know, Coach Ensel, a lot of great coaches. Coach Ensel, Coach Burt, Coach Burks. You know, there's been a lot of success.
Alan Bush is an old
Alan Bush. Alan, how could I forget Alan? Yeah, no doubt. He was one of the ones that played on the only state tournament team for the Cannon County boys back in 1985, I believe.
So. 80. Let me write that down. 85.
Yeah,
okay,
I believe that was 85.
Well, that's good stuff. Now, you were formerly at what, Hickman County before
right.
You came to Riverdale?
Yeah, I was at Hickman County for 5 years. Took over a program that had basically won 6 games the year before I got there. And we had a lot of kids that wanted to work hard and, not great talent, but kids, just hard-nosed kids. And we were actually in the sub-state my first year after beginning 0-9. We only won 12 games that year. We finished in the sub-state, 1 game away. So, and then we had success. We played in 3 district championships in 5 years, winning one of those. And we always played the toughest competition. And I played, I scrimmaged Riverdale. I played Smyrna. I played Mount Juliet. And, we always tried to really schedule up. And then after Christmas, when we got it really at the meat of our district schedule, I felt like we were prepared and got ready for the tournament. So,
well, a very stupid question. Why Riverdale? I think I know the answer.
Well, several reasons. Riverdale is a great, great academic and athletic institution. I feel Mr. Nolan and the administration is second to none. I feel the athletics and the academics are second to none. And one of the biggest things with them is our family, my wife and I's family. We're all tied within 20, 25 miles of here. So that was a move that we decided to make as a family. We have a 2-year-old, and that played a factor in it as well.
So grandparents loved it.
they were like, when we were in Hickman, we love coming here and we love watching your teams play, but we really wish you were closer. And so that had a lot to do with it. And then, of course, the program that's been established. And, it goes way back, even before they went to state championships with Keith Short and even before that, and then rolling into Michael and Hillary and John, and I hope I can just, hold up to their expectations and fill the shoes that they left for me.
This district this year is outstanding, and it was outstanding last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got yourself undefeated. Blackman's undefeated. Oakland. Siegel has only lost 1 game. I mean –
Right.
How? I mean, it's just amazing the talent level of girls basketball in Rutherford County this year.
It is amazing. It really is. And I've talked to people about that. I believe it has to do with the coaches. We've got so many great coaches in 7AAA, and the commitment by the kids and the parents to become great basketball players. They don't wait till they're a freshman or sophomore before they start, playing travel ball or taking lessons or working on their game year round. They're starting to do it at an early age, and I would say probably 10 to 12 years ago is when it really started booming in the younger ages, and now we're all reaping the benefits of it.
Well, it's amazing thing to watch, and your basketball team is still very special with some players that were on that state championship team from last year, and obviously some new faces. So why don't you kind of tell us who's playing for you now, who's playing well and such?
Well, we've got several kids. You know, you've got the four that's been through it all with, you know, Olivia Jones and Taisha Petty and Alexa Middleton and Shelby Davenport. Those four kids there have won at every level, you know, since they were young and at the highest level, whether it be, you know, fifth and sixth grade, whether it be junior high, whether it be high school, whether it be travel ball. They've done nothing but win their whole lives. And that's that experience and those things are you can't teach that. I mean, it's when we're in games, you know, I sit back sometimes and I'm in awe of how they just handle situations. And they seem to never get rattled because they've been through it all. And now we've got a lot of other pieces. We've had three transfers move in, fortunately for us. We've got a 6'1 transfer from Mount Juliet, Brandy Alley, who's come in and gave us a physical presence. The one thing we were really lacking, I felt like when I got the job, was size. And she's brought a lot of size and she defends other post players, and she rebounds for us, and she's doing a great job. We got a guard, Tiffany Lewis, transferred from East Hamilton High School out of Chattanooga, that was a Division I commit to Georgia State, and decommitted, and you know, they moved up here to Murfreesboro, and she's still got several scholarship offers, and she's still weighing in on her options. She's a great defender with a lot of energy. She's from day one when she got here, she's worked. I mean, I don't think anybody's worked harder than she has. Then we have another transfer out of Georgia, Shaniqua Hurd, and she's a little fiery guard that just defends and runs the floor and distributes the ball. And I mean, it just she's got so much energy. She brings a lot to the table. And Maddie Cantrell, another player that gets a lot of minutes for us. She's a shooter, and she's over there when people may try to slack off her and try to double somebody else. She's over there at the three-point line ready to stroke it, and she's done a very good job of that. She's one of the most coachable kids I've ever coached. And we've got other players that are capable of getting in the game, and we try to get them in the games as much as we can. But that's not a knock to them. That's a testament to our other kids of how good they are.
We're talking with Corey Barrett this morning. He is the head coach of the Riverdale Lady Warriors. Beat Innsworth, a pretty close game to kind of start the season, 69-64. But you've had some blowout games. You've had some other games have been close, but you've won them all. And last night, what was kind of I've seen Independence this year. They're kind of a scrappy bunch, pretty good basketball team. But you had to go on the road and endure maybe a little bit of a situation, I guess, and that's good when you can come out with a win in a game like that.
Right. You know, well, we played Innsworth away, mm-hmm. and then we've had six straight home games, so it was good for us to get back out of our comfort zone a little bit. And Coach Noshin at Independence does a great job. And you know, we had some factors last night that just things weren't going our way, and our kids. What I was really pleased with, our kids never panicked, and we just stayed the course. And we didn't shoot the ball really well early, but we got a lot of offensive rebounds. I think we limited them to four offensive rebounds, because that's an area of improvement we've been focusing on. And our goal was to limit them to five, and I believe they got four by our stats last night. So it was a great win for us on the road. You know, you look at our schedule. Our schedule's extremely tough, and you know, Independence has played some teams tough. They played us tough. They played Oakland tough, and then they've won their other games. So, you know, they got a great ball team, and we're just excited to be where we are and focusing on getting better.
Well, if you think what has happened has been tough, you know, Mount Juliet last year was in the state tournament. This week you've got Memphis Central, and the next week you play Science Hill and some other things in between. But and then you go to Georgia again for the Peach State Holiday Classic, something like that. And competition there is going to be awfully stiff. You played the Turkey Jam, and Bolingbrook was ranked in the nation just like you are, number seven. Wow. I mean, the level of competition that you inherited here on this schedule is rough.
Yeah, you know, and that we just feel, you know, I think this is one of the toughest schedules you could possibly play across the country, and our kids deserve that. And I think Murfreesboro deserves that. You know, it's great that we're doing that. You know, Blackman's going today to play in Kentucky. And any time you can put your program and your school and your city and your county somewhere else and gain recognition for that, that, you know, that's nothing but a positive. You know, we just try to prepare our kids for the tournaments. And, I mean, we're understanding we're still a work in progress. You know, I didn't get a chance to have them in the summer. So, you know, we're still, you know, we started practice on October 27th, I believe. So we're still in the very early stages of what we're trying to do as a staff and as a team. And I'm still getting to know them and they're still getting to know me. I think we're really starting to buy in. We're starting to see some differences. You know, just some little things here and there that they're starting to pick up, and I'm really excited about where we're going.
Corey, I don't have your full schedule in front of me. Do you play before you play Memphis Central again?
We do. We go to Columbia on Tuesday.
That's right.
And they're ranked in the top 10 in the mid-state. They've got a great team this year. Coach Bodenhammer, you know, come from Oakland last year on the boys' side, and he took over. He took some kids. He's got a lot of talent. He's got two transfers from Lawrence County, the Gilbert sisters, who basically carried Lawrence County to the state tournament last year. And I think Riverdale beat them in the region finals, if I'm not mistaken. So they've got a great team. It's going to be a hostile environment. I know they're excited. Our kids are excited. There's been a little talk between the kids and all that stuff because a lot of them play travel ball together and things. So I'm sure the Lion Nation over there will be in full force Tuesday night, and I'm hoping we bring several people from Murfreesboro over there for an exciting matchup.
So Columbia and Memphis Central this week, and then Signs Hill, and gosh, my goodness, this schedule is brutal.
And on Friday we got Lovett, Georgia, who was the state champion out of Georgia last year.
I didn't see that one on the
schedule.
So
that's on the Friday night before we play Signs Hill. So I mean, you know, it doesn't get any easier. We've got about seven games before we start our district play, and you know, any of those teams could win a lot of districts and win some states themselves. So
between now and Christmas, lots of great competition, and you're going to Atlanta after Christmas, and then the district schedule starts, which won't be a cakewalk either.
Absolutely not. I mean, 7 AAA, I'll be honest with you, I don't know, you know, and I've been coaching for 16, 17 years, and I don't know if I've ever seen one girls district from top to bottom as good as 7 AAA this year. So,
well, 8 AAA, you know, Shelbyville had all those runs, and there were some pretty good Columbia teams or Lawrence County teams, but not from one down.
Yeah, and you look at ours, and all of ours are 15 to 18 miles apart.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's a tribute to the players here in Murfreesboro, and like I said, the coaches. I mean, they're doing a great job. It's obvious, you know. You know, like I said, we're undefeated. Blackman's undefeated. Oakland's undefeated. Siegel's got one loss. Smyrna's got a great team. And I know, you know, Kim and them are working hard at Laverne, and I know they're making improvements and strides. And, you know, and then we'll have Stewart's Creek open up next year. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of talent in that area. So, I mean, I don't foresee them taking long to get off the ground over there next year.
Corey, we're excited to come out to Riverdale the next two Saturdays. We'll be there next Saturday on the 15th in the afternoon to broadcast your game with Memphis Central and Kevin's game with Marshall County. And then the following Saturday from the State Farm Classic out at your place. So we look forward to that, and we will see you back here after the holidays, but at the gym between now and then.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be working hard, and I want to give a shout out to Coach Davis and his staff today against Ole Miss, and Coach Insel and his staff at Kentucky. You know, that should be a great matchup. You know, Coach Insel's son Matt is assistant there, and so that's kind of a bragging rights deal between those two. So, but we want to wish both of them the best of luck, and hopefully they bring home W's.
Great weekend. Head to the Murph this afternoon. It's going to be fun.
Corey, absolutely.
We will see you, I guess, next Saturday, if not before.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Lady Raiders.
That's Corey Barrett joining us here this morning, talking about the Riverdale girls basketball team. We will, again, next Saturday and the following Saturday, be broadcasting from Riverdale High School. We'll be right back and continue the conversation. Chad Hibden will join John Dinkins on the other side to talk some Blackman Lady Blaze basketball after this.